We welcome into studio now Elaine McEnor and Zoe McGettigan. Both of you very welcome onto the programme.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Elaine, you are coordinator for the Donegal Rose. Zoe, you are the Donegal Rose. You'll soon have to pass over your crown, I suppose.
Yeah, 26th of March.
What's it been like?
It's been absolutely amazing. I couldn't recommend the Donegal Rose highly enough. I mean, I've done so much stuff over the year. It's kind of hard to put into one kind of word what the whole thing was about, but it's been an absolutely amazing experience.
And it's the Donegal Rose then goes on to enter each area, there's a rose selected, and then it goes on to the Rose of Tralee, isn't that correct? Now, some people would think, oh, well, you're the Donegal Rose, you didn't get on to the Rose of Tralee, so to speak, and that's where it ends, but it's not, because you had a wedged year, didn't you?
I didn't get onto the Rose of Tralee
television.
But it's not just about the TV programme. It's an actual festival. It didn't just stop at the festival.
But that would have been my notion of it. Do you know what I mean? I thought that the roses would be selected and then you go on to, and then that's the end of it. But then obviously between social media and newspapers and what have you, you're popping up everywhere. So
I'm still on the go.
Yeah, do you know? So it's a full year experience,
it really is.
You know.
Prior to 2016, the Donegal Rose would be selected, and each county would select a rose, so there was 65 around the world, but only 65 of them would go to a preliminary section in Port Laois, where they would have did interviews on stage with Dahi. It wasn't a televised programme, but they all had that experience, and then out of that they chose 32 roses to go forward to Tralee. So in that instance, had the Donegal Rose not have been selected, they wouldn't have had the experience,
is what you're
saying. However, last year was the first year they changed the agenda.
Right.
So all 65 roses went to Tralee.
Oh, so that was new indeed. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Were you not watching the Greg?
No, I didn't watch it, honestly. I won't tell you why.
We'll not get into that.
But it's not because of the people taking part.
I understand. We'll not go there. So it was excellent for...
It's the presenter, that's
why. Oh, goodness, right. Well, we'll definitely not go down that road. No, so everybody... So I think from that, from my side of it, and from all of the roses... It made it such a big experience because you were there as the Donegal Rose, but you were there right through and you were participating in the carnivals, the parades,
it's more exciting
the concerts.
As well, to think that you were going straight down to Tralee instead of going to Port Laois and having to go home again.
So how do you end up getting stuff to do, if you know what I mean, over the course of the year after the fact? Do you, people contact you?
People would contact me via the Donegal Rose page or my Facebook page, and I was fortunate enough to have a father who would know half the country.
Hello to Cahill. He's been our campaigner. Cahill McGettigan.
A big hello.
He's enjoyed the year. Yeah.
So he kind of took on the role of my agent. So I'd like to thank him as well for that throughout the year. So he had good phone calls and texts. People can Zoe come down and do this and do that. You know, I've always says, yeah, of course, I'd love to go and do it. You have to make the most of it as possible. So,
what do you make of it? What you want it to be as well, too, which is good.
You know, and then you don't have to do all these things. The Rose, the 2017 Rose doesn't have to do all these things. But, you know, my advice is, you know, you make the most of what...
Of course, yeah. And you are sort of forging a path for who comes behind you. It's evolving, isn't it?
Fantastic opportunity. Like, the Rose of Tralee is such a prestigious event. There are 57 years. This will be the 58th year. So it's really, really a big festival. And it's about the whole Donegal, or not Donegal, but Irish diaspora, bringing so many people together. So to represent your county, and particularly if you're passionate about Donegal and you're passionate about tourism, it is an honour. So I think for the lady who's selected, and Zoe has done such a wonderful job, because like that, from the moment Zoe was selected, she was, I don't know, there was nights she was at maybe three events in the one evening, and I had to say to her at one stage, you know, you don't have to go to the mall, but I want to, because she was enjoying it. So it was really a brilliant opportunity.
And the Rose of the Tralee is something very special and unique, isn't it?
It really is.
You know, it's still, I mean, it might have its detractors or what have you, but still, it's top of the ratings.
Successful.
People tune in their millions.
They tune in their millions. And I think for me, having attended it now, this will be the seventh year that I would be involved. The ladies, like, there's so much for the young people today. Some, you can be between 18 and 27. So some ladies are studying. Some may have just finished college. Others have, you know, are within their career. But I think the successful stories and the paths that everybody's on, like, there's something to be so proud of. Like, you know, today our young people really are they're wonderful. You know, they're so committed and they're so dedicated, and there's so much confidence. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to put that forward.
What
and
we
to
call
meet.
Ourselves, our group, our WhatsApp group, would be the fierce woman.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've spoken to people involved in this competition, Mary from Dunlow, loads of other ones, and. Friendships, lifetime friendships are formed right from the get-go, aren't they?
From I've had so many opportunities since Tralee. You know, we've actually recorded a single together for charity. It's for the Native Crumlin Hospital, and that's released in April.
That was in Germany.
Yeah, we went to Germany then, I'm booking my ticket today to go to New York for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I'm going to Cavan today to go to a fundraiser for the Cavan Row, so... There's been so much going on.
Brilliant.
So
it's fantastic.
And I have a couch at every end of the world, so do if I wanted to go.
Would this have been your thing before you applied, Zoe?
Do you know what? It was something that was always on my mind to do, and I kept palming off, no, I'm not going to do it this year. And I thought, you know what, I'll just go for it, I'll try it, see how I get on, and here I am.
Brilliant. So, Elaine, there is an event, actually. I was going to say, who would you say should apply? But there's an event coming up, isn't there, where people can get more information and find out what goes on?
Well, what happens is, at the moment, there's the search campaign is going on around the country for the...
This is... You did that at the start of January. I beg your pardon. Forget that. That event was...
You're talking about on the 4th of January, Maggie, the Rose of Tralee, herself came over from Chicago, and she visited... She was doing a whistle-stop tour of Ulster. So we were very lucky to have her make it to Letterkenny, and we called into McCullough Jewellers, because this year the Donegal Rose selection is in association with Aaron McCullough. They're going to be dressing all the girls in Tipperary crystal, which is wonderful for us because that's the main sponsor for Tralee. And I have to say, Gareth and Julian Ball, they've been, you know, very proud sponsors of the Rose. So at that point, Maggie and Zoe got to meet up again after a long overdue. And I suppose one of the highlights of that day, we had to go and visit Zoe's granny, which is important. And we were really pushed for time. And while we were there, they were only getting a chance to talk for 5 minutes. It turned out, because we went to see her because Zoe's granny was born in Chicago. Turned out that the two of them were born in the one hospital.
Amazing. Yeah. The world, isn't it?
And it was really, like, it was special. And even for Maggie going back home to Chicago with that story.
Yeah.
She thought it was great.
She said she couldn't wait to tell her mommy when she went
home. Exactly. So it was good.
So when is the deadline for applicants?
Okay, so for this year, for the 2017 Donegal Rose, they have up until the 10th of March to apply. All the information is on Rose of Tralee website, so www.roseoftralee.ie. They complete an online application on there. They need a sponsor then, which can be a person or a business of their choice, and the sponsorship is €250. So some people would apply as themselves and then secure a sponsor, or other businesses sometimes would have somebody working for them.
Well, Zoe was all sorted anyway.
I was kindly sponsored by the Pulse. The Pulse and the Orchard, so I was. So,
and big thank you to Mark Cross and
And it's a great value to the businesses Like, it's a shared relationship.
Oh,
it's a good relationship.
For the promotion and the wording they get was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it was brilliant. So, as I say, then the selection this year will be held in the Clanree Hotel on the 26th of March. So, for the process of applying, you're filling in the online application. The application itself, it isn't anything complicated or to catch anybody out. It's really just about you as a person and your personality, and to find out your likes and interests, and perhaps your ambitions and goals in life. Really what they're looking for is somebody, if you're selected as the Rose of Tralee, you're going to be going out as an ambassador for the Rose of Tralee, and you're going to be travelling around the world. So really what they want to know is that you can walk into a school and you can sit down and you can talk to the children and be at that level, but that you can also meet with the president and be quite comfortable in that situation. And I think that's what it's about, that you are comfortable in your own self, and at the same time you're confident. So that's really, and the Rose of Tralee herself goes away with a wonderful prize. She gets Tipperary crystal giftware and homeware, the perpetual trophy. She gets a brand new Kia car. She gets $25,000 worth of travel value. And she also gets a holiday in Kerry for a week. We'll also bring her to Donegal too. She also gets a tablet and all her hair and makeup and all her stylings looked after, not to mention everything that goes with it. So I think for the girls applying, you know, they're going to Tralee, they're going to be representing Donegal, and they're going to meet a
life. Can I just say as well that any of the girls that want to apply, just if they want any more information, to go on the Donegal Rose Facebook page, or they can contact myself on my own Facebook page as well. questions. Yeah. Messaged me and I can, yes, exactly.
Big hello to Zoe from all at the Autism Family Support Group. Lovely girl. And a big shout out to Cahill too. Don't know what that means, question marks. Is that the other half, is it? Who's Cahill?
Cahill's daddy.
Daddy, is he? Okay, daddy, right, yeah. Okay, very good. He is part of this, really. He's like,
oh, he is.
You know, yeah. I mean, I think this is two, there's two in the Donegal Rows under the crown, isn't there?
I think if Cahill was a bit younger, he'd be going down to be an escort of the year.
What, is there an age limit?
For the escorts, it's 35.
Oh, I was going to say.
For the roses, it's 27.
27 is a bit mean, isn't it?
It is a bit mean, to be fair. I personally think it's very mean.
It's 35.
You have to be, yeah, you have to be under 28 by September. This year,
so there has to be some sort of cut off.
Yeah.
Can you ask that lady what she thought of the way they picked the girls down in Tralee and maybe get Zoe's opinion on it? Thanks. There was some people not happy about it. Yeah.
No, and I wasn't happy about the whole thing, and the Road to Tralee knows that the girls weren't happy, and they have changed it completely this year.
What were you unhappy with, just for those who don't know?
It was the whole, there was a TV programme called The Road to the Dome, and they would follow us around and, you know, take different, or interview us, you know, every daily on how it's going and stuff, mm-hmm. but then the way that they chose us, they divide us into two separate groups. And I wasn't happy about the way that they did it, and they were wrong, and they apologised for it, and they have promised the girls this year that do apply that it's not going to happen again. So,
which shows they are listening to the people,
yes,
that
exactly,
if you didn't
you
have
know,
them,
yeah.
there'd be no Rose
And we
of
give
Tralee,
our opinions, all the
people.
Girls, yeah. we emailed them, and we give what we thought was right and what we thought was wrong, and they've took that on board, and they've changed it this year, so hopefully okay. this year.
Well, in regards to that, that was the first time last year. Yeah. That was RTE yeah. decided they'd make a TV programme about it. But to be honest, it came across as a bit of a reality TV programme. So the Rose of Tralee directors have said they're not having one this year. They're just going straight with, you know, the way they would have did it in the past. Only difference being that all 65 roses will go to Tralee. In terms of how the girls are selected, I suppose for us sitting at home in particular, all we see is what is shown on TV.
Mm.
But the girls all go
but
through
interviews. But that for many people is everything.
It is you everything for the person looking on. But like for say for Zoe being selected, she had an interview with three judges in Donegal.
Mm.
She then had, that was individually, a group interview. And then after that, when she went to Tralee, she also had more individual interviews and group
interviews
and then your stage interview. So there's quite a process before you actually see what happens on the TV. You're only getting a snapshot, you know.
But then again, what we started with this really is that it goes to show you can make of it what you want.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
even though it might have, a lot of people would have thought, well, Zoe didn't make, that's it over.
Yeah, but
you,
not, you
ended
know,
up having
yeah, that's it. I know it was
year.
Disappointing for myself and for my family and especially for the people of Donegal who we're looking forward to, you know, seeing me on TV and stuff. But you know, at the end of the day,
it's
not just a TV program. Yeah. It's not too nice. There was 2 weeks of fun and crackdown in Tralee, and then there was a whole year.
Brilliant. So, listening in Glasgow, how would I apply for the Rose of Tralee?
Okay, in Glasgow, you can, if you have a connection with Donegal, you can apply through the Donegal Rose, or you can actually apply to be the Glasgow Rose, because they now have their own centre. So I can send on, the details of it are actually all on the roseoftralee.ie webpage. You just apply directly online and Rose of Tralee head office will send it forward then to the Glasgow Centre.
So my best wishes from your friends Luke, Lucy and Alfie.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Okay. Listen, it's been great having both of you in. Is there anything you feel you need to add before we wrap things up? I mean, Zoe's sold. I think anyone listening who fits the criteria would want to get involved.
I just want to say as well, just be yourself for any guys do play. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's my advice.
And I just would like to thank Zoe when we have the opportunity, because she has been such an ambassador for Donegal. And as having got the chance to meet her and be friends with her now, I'm really, really proud of her. And I think everybody is.
Okay.
She really has. She's really been wonderful. And just to say thank you very much. And thank you too, Greg, for the opportunity.
No problem. And on that positive note, we'll say thank you, Elaine McEnor. And of course, Donegal Rose for the next how long?
Month.
Well, no,
you're squeezing St. Patrick's Day out of it, aren't you?
She is, absolutely. She's going to be marching in New York on St. Patrick's Day as the Donegal Rose, flying the flag for Donegal. And that's what it's all about, Greg.
Back with news after the break.